When we last left you, Charcoal told Sonny and Buddy to swim for the shore while he held the smugglers off with his revolver. We've all been wondering if Sonny and Buddy reached the shore safely. So here we go, down to the Rio Grande, and find our two little heroes on the Mexican side of the river. As Sonny says...
Are you all right, Buddy?
Yeah, I'm okay, Sonny. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. But gosh, for a while I was afraid I wouldn't be able to make it to shore.
Yeah, it was a longer swim than I expected.
Gosh, that water was cold.
Say, how are we going to get dry?
I know. Let's build a campfire. Get some of those dry leaves and twigs, and then we can take off our shoes and clothes and dry them.
Yeah, but where are we going to get the match to start the fire?
Oh, we don't need a match. That's one of the things I learned as a Boy Scout, how to start a fire without matches, simply by rubbing two dry sticks together.
Oh, that's right. Here are a couple of sticks. You start rubbing them together, Sonny, and I'll go out and get some dry leaves and a piece of bark.
Okay. And get some dry branches, too.
Okay. Say, let's make a great big fire, Sonny, so it'll be a good signal for Charcoal to follow.
Yeah. He may see the fire on the bank, and if he does, he'll come right over.
Gosh, I wonder if he'll ever get off that boat safely.
I hope he does. But if those men get a chance, they'll kill him.
It's a lucky thing that Charcoal thought to have us take all the guns from the smugglers and throw them in the water.
If those desperate men get a chance, they won't need guns. They'll take a club or anything. Poor Charcoal. Hey, the fire's going. Wait till I blow on it. Oh, boy, come on now. Pile the dry twigs and branches around while I get the blaze started.
Oh, boy, that'll be a great fire. Charcoal ought to be able to see that all right.
Gosh, I wonder where we are.
Why, we're in Mexico, and right on the other side of the river is a good old USA.
Gosh, these woods are sure dark and spooky.
Yeah, it looks like a jungle.
Buddy, what'll we do if Charcoal doesn't get off that boat, and Doc and Betty can't find us? Just think, here we are alone and without food, guns, or anything. Gosh, I hope we don't have to stay all night in these woods alone. It sure will be scary.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot safer if we had some grown-up person with us, like Charcoal. Poor old Charcoal. I'm afraid we'll never see him again.
Going home.
Listen, Buddy. Doesn't that sound like Charcoal singing?
Yes. It is Charcoal.
Sure it
hey,
is.
Hey, Charcoal.
Hi, Charcoal.
Charcoal, here we are.
Hi, Mr. Dillon. How are you all getting along?
Oh, Charcoal, gee, but we're glad to see you.
How'd you get away from the boat, Charcoal?
Oh, man, I had me some time after you all left. But as soon as I see that you boys were swimming away safe, I backed that gang of snuggling men in the cabin of the boat and locked the door. Yeah, man, and then I struck out for the shore.
But where did you get the rowboat?
I found it tied to the big boat, and that ain't all I brung. Look at here.
You brought the guitar along?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Charcoal, you know you shouldn't take things that don't belong to you.
Most likely they stole it from somebody else, and besides, I need the new big guitar. And this one sure has got a sweet tone. Boy, listen to this.
Yeah, that has got a swell tone, hasn't it?
Say, Buddy, the fire's getting low. You better build it up a little.
Okay, Sonny. I'll throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow. I don't see the face of my loved one. When the logs are burning low, throw another log on the fire. Bring back all the sweetest days I've known, when our hearts were young in the springtime, and her love was mine alone. Now there's nothing left but the embers. Springtime seems so long, long ago. Throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow.
Oh, man, that's still well. Was sweet, Buddy.
Say, Charcoal, how'd you know where to find us?
Well, I see this big fire, and I figured you'd be someplace close by.
Yeah, and we were hoping that Doc and Betty would be here waiting for us.
Well, maybe they had trouble crossing the bridge.
You know how particular that customs officer is.
Well, I sure don't want to spend much time in these woods, man. This is a dangerous country.
What's dangerous about it, Charcoal?
Oh, boy, these Mexican woods is plumb full of wildcats.
Oh, no, Charcoal. Wildcats don't live so near civilization. They're way off in the jungle somewhere.
No, they ain't. Only last week, right here in these same woods, a man shot a wildcat 40 feet long.
How long, Charcoal?
About 30 feet long.
Now, tell the truth, Charcoal. How long was the wildcat?
I am telling you the truth. From the tip of his tail to the end of his nose, that wildcat was every bit of 2 feet long.
That sounds more like it.
I sure don't crave to be in these woods with all these wild animals. I don't like it at all. Me, that's who. Oh, listen to that.
Listen to what?
Didn't you hear somebody say, ooh, ooh?
Yes, I heard it, but it's nothing but an owl. Owls won't hurt you.
No, but they liable to make me hurt myself. Who is it that says who when I say who?
It's me, Jarko.
Ooh, I'm a night owl. I wake up as soon as the sun goes down. I'm a night owl. I start out and I do the town of Brown. I make light of the darkness like my friend in the tree. Long about three, I'm hooting, still hooting. I'm a night owl, just like that great bird. I am a late bird too.
I say you's a hoot owl. Oh, look a yonder up in that tree. Don't you see them two glassy eyes staring down at us?
Oh, Jocko, that's just another owl.
No, sonny, I ain't fooling this time. Look up there in that tree.
Yeah, I see them. Say, crawl up in the tree, Charcoal, and see what it is.
Crawl up in what and see which? Climb up in that tree where them two eyes is? Uh-uh, you ain't talking to me. I ain't curious.
Oh, go on, Charcoal. I thought you were so brave. Look how you held off that band of desperate men.
That's different. You can reason with men, but you can't reason with no wild animal.
Oh, it's not a wild animal. It's probably a possum or a wild turkey.
Well, if it is, we ought to catch it and save it. Because if Doc doesn't find us right away, we'll need food. And we could cook the game and manage to eat anyway.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Charcoal. Buddy and I'll climb up in the tree and chase him out. And you stand under the tree and catch him.
Yeah, that's the idea. If it's a turkey, you can shoot it. And if it's a possum, you can catch it. Come on, Sonny. Say, Charcoal, boost us up in the tree.
I'll boost you up. There you go. Both of you, get up there. Go ahead.
I see him. It's a possum, I think. Come on, Sonny, and help me. We'll shake him out. Now, you stand under the tree, Charcoal, and be ready to catch him. Now, don't let him get away.
All right, let him come. I'm waiting for him.
Here he comes, Charcoal. Catch him.
I got him.
Hold him, Charcoal. Hold him. Don't let him get away.
Lord, a mother, this ain't no possum. This is a wildcat.
A wildcat?
Oh, make him let me go. Oh, boy, he's biting me. He's taking my eye out.
Hold him, Charcoal. Hold him. Say, you want us to come down there and help you hold him?
Hold him nothing. I want you to come down here and help me turn him loose.
Charcoal, that's no wildcat. That's just a plain old alley cat.
Yeah, just somebody's old tomcat. He must be near somebody's house.
Lord, man, the way that thing was scratching me, I thought sure it was a wildcat.
Why, the poor old cat was as frightened as you were. Look at him go.
Listen, Charcoal, do you suppose that could be the smugglers looking for us?
It might be. No, they're not going to let us get away without Doc paying them the $50 he promised them. They're bound to follow us.
I wonder how they got out of that cabin. I thought sure I had them locked up safe. Come on, let's run.
Run nothing. Where would we run? No, put the fire out so it'll be good and dark and they can't see us. Get some water from the river in your hat, Charcoal, and throw it on the fire, and then hide.
Well, up here in the tree, too. They'll never think to look for us in the tree. They'll most likely look all through the woods.
All right, here goes the water on the fire. Now, I throw some wet dirt on the ashes. Now, you boys climb further up in the tree. Just as high as you can. Careful, careful. You don't fall out now.
All right.
Keep crawling.
All right.
Well, they've cooked this pie out and trying to make a getaway, but they can't get far.
You're right, Sonny. That's the smugglers, all right. I recognize their voices.
But keep quiet and don't make a move. Charcoal, get your gun ready, because you may have to use it.
Yeah, you're right, Scarface. This is our rowboat. It's the same one that black boy stole from us. They just put the fire out, and they're bound to be somewhere close around. Come on, let's find them.
No, I want to stay right here and wait for them. They'll come back short of this boat.
Now, look along the riverbank. And Joe, you go out in the brush. Scarface, you stay right here and watch for them. And don't leave this spot.
All right.
Oh, Lord of mercy, we's done for.
That man is sitting right under this tree.
Under this tree? Oh, gosh.
And now our adventurers are in a tight place. With Scarface standing guard under the tree, how will they ever get down from their hiding place? Preparedness may be a big word for some of the little fellows, but that word is the moral of our program tonight. Through Sonny's knowledge of Boy Scout training, he learned to build a fire without the use of matches. And Charcoal located Sonny and Buddy by the campfire signal, and perhaps saved them from becoming lost in the woods. So all boys and girls should remember to prepare themselves in every possible way. Learn to swim, to build fires, and also how to put out fires, so that if you're ever lost or alone as Sonny and Buddy were tonight, you'll always know how to take care of yourself.